Here on a Wednesday afternoon, time for Sports Lit 101. Bruce joining us right here in studio, as always.
Yeah, I am. Been really interested lately because I'm teaching a class that begins with a young adult novel of the rags to riches Horatio Alger kind of sports story, which I do not know is much a part of contemporary YA fiction because so much of that is fantasy. So much now is Harry Potter and things like that from the magical realm of things. And I'm not in any way denigrating that. But I was reminded of a book one of the few books I've kept from when I was a kid. This is one of the Scholastic Book Club books that you used to get for probably, 35 cents when I bought it. It's called The 23rd Street Crusaders, and it's by an author by the name of John F. Carson. Now, there are two John F. Carsons. One is from Edinburgh, Scotland, and was a writer. The other was born in Indiana, I think like 1912 or something, and died, I think, 1981 in Philadelphia. But he wrote a number of books that were for young people, and they involved sports. Now, this one, The 23rd Street Crusaders, is interesting because this is not the little kid from the small town. This is a story of a group of kids who are really on the verge of ending up in reform school. They have no interest in school. They have no interest in activities. They're bored, and if you give bored teenagers enough time, trouble starts. But one of the things they do like to do is take one of the players' beat-up old basketballs and shoot hoops in the afternoons after school. And one day they notice a short, stocky guy watching them play. And he comes and watches. And finally one day one of the kids, Hank Shane, who's sort of the villain at points, doesn't end up that way, says to the guy, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm just watching you guys. He said, if you wanted to be really good, I could show you how to get better. And they sort of, poo-poo that. But he grabs the ball and starts dribbling it, and he says, okay, come get it. And they can't get it. The guys obviously know something about basketball. And he starts giving them some drills, and when it rains, they play under the eaves at the snack shack at the thing. And one day, he says to the kids, are you going to go out for the basketball team? And they thought about it, and they said, yeah, we'll go out for the basketball team. So they go to the signups for the high school basketball team, and you can see this coming. Because they're the kids nobody wants, the coach Utley doesn't even give them a chance to try out. And that makes them angry, and then they're, on the verge. And these kids have done some stuff that they're really on. They're on probation. If they get in trouble, they're going to go to the reform school. I'm not going to tell you how the book works out. Obviously, you would read a little bit into it and understand that the 23rd Street Crusaders are gonna do well. They find a place to play, which is in a church basement that has a small gym. The minister originally takes one look at these kids, knows who they are, and says, no way, they're not going to play for here. And this odd coach that nobody knows anything about turns out to have very good powers of persuasion. And he gets the ball rolling, and there's sort of a church league and adult league, and the kids are having a good time. There's going to be a showdown with the Stanton High School team. There are going to be some other showdowns. But what's interesting about this book, and why I really think even a kid growing up in rural Maine could relate to this, is it's very much a city book. It's very definitely not set in the country, is that the coach has a story too. And I'm not going to give any of that away, but the coach's story is probably even more riveting than the story of the kids. And it's, there's a lot at stake in this book. It's not the typical little younger kids book that doesn't have a lot at stake. There are times where the drama is really pretty intense, and the backstory of the coach really draws you in. I mean, the book can't be, but it's probably about 170 pages long, and it's very small size paperback book. So it's the kind of book you could sit down and easily read in a day. And we see some other things that are interesting in this book. It was written in 1958. The word colored is used to describe an African-American player on the team. But there's never any of that sort of silly, pretending not to be racist kind of jargon and talk. The race never comes up, right? It just never comes up. There happen to be people in the book who are non-white. It's 1958, and you know, I was 7 years old in 1958, and I had begun obviously to read by then. I didn't read this then. I think I read this probably in, probably about 1962, something. I was probably 11 or 12 when I read this. What stuck with me about this book was that there are ways for misfits to form coalitions, if you will. You know, and when I was in prep school, it's a place with odd dynamics. Boarding school has different dynamics than high school in that you are there 24 hours a day for extended periods of time. You don't go home, you don't go away, you don't ride to school with somebody different. And so inevitably cliques and things. I mean, it wasn't real cliquey where I went, but at some of the more patrician schools, shall we say, friends of mine that went to schools like that said there were. You learned that a lot of times you would be different, another guy would be different. You'd all be different in different ways, but if you all hung together, you became friends. And I had a lot of friends who were like that. They, you know, people that I learned things from that I didn't hang out with all the time, but they were interesting enough to get involved with. This also, I think, is a book that talks about the same thing that Boy on Defense, which I was talking about the other day, the Scott Young book does, that kids and teams are going to have problems. It's never going to be storybook. Coaches and players, coaches and parents are going to have problems. But if the parents can solve most of the problems themselves, but you got to keep an eye on it. You can't say, okay, we're going to go out and punch each other out every 5 minutes. But if they let the kids do that and they don't helicopter, the kids will learn. And it's you and I, all three of us talked about four kids and a tennis ball, you can do anything you want. You know, you could really do that. So it's a good book.
Excellent. I love those books from our youth that made an impression on us.
23rd Street Crusaders, John F. Carson.